our discussions with them, and, you know, what you're thinking of is a big undertaking.
A little ways down.
Yeah.
Begin at the end in mind. All right, we back live, Esther? All right, Commissioner Crispin, you had a question, comment, discussion item.
Discussion item.
Okay, we're ready.
You'll recall some time ago, I don't remember the exact date, but when we did the Falkirk Farmers Elevator insolvency, and the word bifurcate became part of our vocabularies.
Part of your vocabulary, yes.
The point in all that was there was a number of credit sale contract claims, and there was one claim against the trust fund, and that claimant was in other matters that was involved in federal litigation. So we couldn't close that. That's why we bifurcated it, got all of our business taken care of with the credit sale contract claimants, and now that case is far enough along that we're actually ready to make our determination on the one claim against the trust fund. And so I think we believe. So I think that needs to be moved along quickly in order to help them wrap everything up and bring all the loose ends together. And so we'd just like to have... I think we want to schedule a special meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Close to the end of the month as possible.
That is on.
28th or
yeah, that's the first item on scheduling.
Yeah.
So that's what this item is.
Okay, so you believe it's appropriate to have a special meeting. I don't need a work session ahead of the special meeting, but Julie, do you need a work session before that?
No, okay. Not as long as we get the paperwork and all that stuff.
Okay.
Review it.
All right, so when are you ready, Sue?
28th or 29th of August, if there's something available.
I would be available the morning of the 28th.
Yep. Okay.
Brandy, does that work for you?
It does. And I probably should have thought of this earlier, but because this will involve what probably just a small handful of us, do we need to hold that date for the other scheduling matters? Or do you want to go ahead and set? I guess we always change it if something else becomes
today,
imminent. But, okay, yeah, the 28th in the morning works for me.
You want to do 9 o'clock to get it rolling?
Sounds good.
Okay. And then ironically enough, I see MDU Pi meeting. Why don't we do that at 10 o'clock on the 28th?
Sue, is there really any reason to think that the Falkirk meeting is going to take more than 10 or 15 minutes?
I can't imagine.
Or less?
I mean, the work is going to be putting the order together, but I don't think there's going to be any controversy to it. So I don't think we need to leave an hour there. We could either start that later or start the PI meeting earlier, or maybe we want to do something in between.
No, I agree with you. Does 9 o'clock start work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we did 9:15, the PI meeting, that's fine by me.
That's fine.
How about MDU? Did that work? Daryl, you hit down the 28th as a potential date, and
yes.
Looking at those other dates, I had a conflict, so we just scheduled two items, and 9:15 for the special meeting, 9 o'clock for the special meeting, 9:15, and then what? Usually an hour and a half for PI meetings, huh? Okay. And then I had a reschedule request. Last time we booked Headwaters coming in, talk about their new pipeline stuff, and they already have requested a change date.
When do we have them scheduled?
We had them for September 5th, and they got a conflict. They'd like to see if we're available September 16th, either in the morning at 11 or in the afternoon, and I'm fine any of those times, but I don't know what your schedules are. So it would be the 16th at 11, 1 or 11, 1:30, 2 or 3.
On the 16th?
On the 16th.
Any of those work for me?
Julia?
1:30?
Sure. Okay, Esther, so can you move that one that was September 5th at 10:30 to September 16th at 1:30? All righty then, and this is where Vic's hanging out. Yesterday we had a great meeting with Dave Glott and everyone else, and Dave said to try to meet with him before the September 10th and after. I was wondering if we could find some dates to then let Vic talk to Dave Glatt and see what might work out. That's just to just throw that out there. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have to coordinate with him.
Okay.
I mean, there are two... They're two separate, pretty distinct roles. Ours is and we don't want to be working contrary to each other for sure. But I'm not sure that.
Maybe we should go the other way
exactly
around.
Like, is exactly what he's going to be thinking. He needs to be thinking about. Right?
Maybe we should go the other way around. Could you, Vic, contact Dave and say, "Hey, listen, can you give us several dates that you might be available?" And then I think it'd be easier to coordinate off his date than our calendar.
Yeah. Yes.
So is that okay with you, Randy?
It is, and ran too much phone tag. Maybe you want to just spend 2-3 minutes with each of us, and we probably have some dates where we just can't, and then so you don't have to spend time agreeing on that date and then running around. And sure. When you finally get to the third one of us and find out it don't work.
Get some from him first. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, super. Alrighty.
If I were to list all the dates that don't work now.
Yeah, I just, as soon as I looked at my calendar, I'm like, eh. It's good to be talking about it, so.
How much time will we come back?
Oh, an hour, just an hour? To start. Standard hour planning purposes.
I mean, like, the 4th, you might as well just take off the list.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, that was all that I had for scheduling. Julie, Randy.
The 5th, too. I've got something.
Okay, Jerry's still lurking around. Do you have something you want to schedule, Jerry?
I could, but...
just for the fun of it, because scheduling's so fun.
Yeah, I just don't have it together yet, so I think we're going to have to hang
out. All right. Okay, well then, going once, going twice. Randy, anything else? Julie?
Nope.
All right, we'll close the administrative portion of the meeting. Thank you.